Cremat Preston. I like it.
That's not bad. Cremat Preston joins us live from Sydney. And we're so great to have him on board. Probably the most famous cravat in the world belongs to this man. Charisma is back on our box. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well, Sam. Ash, how's it going? Lovely to hear your dulcet tone.
Oh, it's nice
to be back with MKR.
Yeah, and do you know what? This is really cool. So you're working alongside Manu, bit of Nigella action there as well. Yeah. What's it like working with those guys? Because especially Nigella, I mean, she's someone that we haven't seen on this show before as well, and she's got such a name for herself and seems like such a lovely lady.
She's great, but she's also highly competitive. So Nigella did group one of the new season of MKR with Manu, and now I've come on to do group two. And we were ringing each other and going, oh, did you have a dish like this? We had this. This was really good. You didn't have that, did you? So, yeah, there's a certain amount of competition between myself and Nigella about whether group one or group two's going to be better cooked, most fun to sit around the table, and that I think that's part of the joy is that you get a bit parochial if you do one of the groups. Manu has to remain independent the whole time, and I'm all about yay, go group two,
shout from the rooftops.
I love that. See, what a lot of people may not know about you, Matt, is that obviously you're a doyen in the world of food, but in a distant past, you were a DJ yourself, a punk rock musician and graduate of politics from the University of Kent. Is this correct?
That's absolutely right. Back in the days when people wrote on tablets, they chiseled onto pieces of stone their notes and lectures the rest of the day. Yeah, and look, and I still love it. I still absolutely adore going to see live music, and it's absolutely part of who I am, but you know, what could be better? You know, you listen to some tunes on the way over, and then sit down at someone's house in their dining room and eat a delicious meal they've cooked, and then get paid for it. I mean, I'm living the dream.
You are living the dream,
literally, yeah.
But I often wonder, as often people do, where your fork in the road might have been at some point, and whether life might have taken a different turn. That sort of that sliding doors moment, because I see this life of Matt Preston, the punk rocker, where people nowadays could be chucking cravats onto the stage.
Yeah, look, it is a. It's a weird one, that sliding doors moment, and it was a friend of mine who said, she started a new magazine, said, do you want to review restaurants for me? And I'd never, you know, I'd eaten out in lots of places, but I'd never written about food before. I was writing, you know, I always used to write about music, and I found myself crossing over and absolutely loving it. But look, it's still there, and I do a radio show now, and I take great pleasure in playing everything from More Rat to The Saints. To whoever, there's a, you know, let's have a bit of powder finger on there. There's something spectacular about it, you know, that it's especially when you're doing radio. I mean, how good is music? How can it lift your mood? It's almost more powerful than food in that way.
Exactly. And you know, we count ourselves very lucky as well that we get to do what we do. Back in the day, did you also used to wear like dark eyeliner given you're a bit of a punker?
Yeah. Dark eyeliner, black nail polish.
Yeah.
Diamond hair blue. Very, very different.
Beautiful.
Now, Matt, we've going to wrap things up here if we can, but I just wanted to make a quick reference here to your resume, because we've talked a lot about your career. We've talked about your history, your studies, your education. Yep. We think you're good for the job. Yep. However, there seems to be a significant gap in your CV, my brother. Now, I know the publicists of Channel 7 who are listening to you right now are over your shoulder, but I just wanted to say there's a massive gap missing in your CV, mate. The other rival network and TV show that obviously spent a decade on and spent a lot of time working on has helped you with the role with MKR and Manu and the likes. Is the new team as good as the old team? How do you compare things? How do you rate things? And will we see it back in your CV for your next job application?
Look, there is no doubt. There is no doubt. It's a privilege to work on. You know, you want to work on the best shows in the area, and there's no doubt that the team. And you know what the other thing is? I mean, not only is Manu. I've known Manu for 16, 17 years. I worked with him in Plate of Origin. He's a master at what he does, and he's a beautiful human as well. So that's why you want to spend time at the dining table with him.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird about it? You know, the guy that's producing MKR, you know why I met him first? I met him in Hong Kong on MasterChef when we were filming over there. So you know, it is really a sense that food and food is one big family. TV's the same. Wherever you go, it's the same with radio. You know, you'll pop up at another radio station, and it'll be the same people who remember the same stories, and so you can't hide.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's not quite true, mate. George and Gary are delivering Uber Eats, but that's okay.
It swings in roundabouts. Matty Preston, we love you so much. MKR, check it out. It's amazing. Channel 7. Thank you so much for your time, legend. We really appreciate it.
See you, boy.
Absolute pleasure, Sam and Ash. Lovely talking to you.
See ya.